In Search of the Cross. Introduction. When I lived in Florida, I used to go swimming in the Atlantic Ocean. There I soon learned something about the force of the undertow that can sweep a strong person off his feet. All one's paddling and flailing of arms and legs is useless to resist the power of a riptide. Every one of us knows firsthand the force of the undertow of temptation that pulls the strongest man or woman into the tide of sin. We try to stand, but around us swirls this overmastering force. The source of this undertow of temptation is what the Bible calls the world. Try your hardest to be good, and there is the world, 24 hours a day trying its best to sweep you off your feet with its tide of temptation. What to do? Is there any way to neutralize this undertow? Any way always to conquer temptation? The New Testament says there is. But the way is not too well known. It was Paul who wrote, "I will boast only about the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. For by means of his cross the world is dead to me, and I am dead to the world. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world." That's a pretty high claim. What he calls the cross is a truth that cancels out the power of the undertow that sweeps us into sin. When you and I learn to glory in the cross, only we too will stand secure and solid. And the fiercest temptations Satan can possibly invent will be powerless to sweep us away. So many thoughtlessly say, "It's hard to follow Christ, and it's easy to be lost." The truth is that once we see the powerful truth that is in the message of the cross, it's easy to follow Christ, and it's hard to be lost. The undertow is dead. Jesus stood firm as a rock as temptation beat upon him. We can stand with him. Do you want to find out why? May this book give you a clearer understanding of the power of the message of the cross. Take a good look. It will change your life.